Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in time and space, welcome to this now moment. All right, let's begin together with a nice deep inhale and a release. And again, a nice deep inhale. And the release. And now a double inhale through the nostrils. Hold at the top, squeeze up every muscle that you have. And then release. Just one more time like that, double inhale. Hold, squeeze, and release. And as always, as many cleansing breaths as you need to feel like you are able to relax your physical body. So the reason I started right in on that is because we've been meeting for quite a while now during these meditations, and I figure that you pretty much know that I'm going to ask you to get comfortable and in a preparatory meditation position, which is, you know, seated comfortably. I prefer to be cross-legged and sitting on a meditation cushion. And some people prefer to be sitting in a chair, which is a very good way to meditate. Sitting in a chair without arms, preferably, but if you have arms in your chair, that's okay too. And this just prepares the physical body for meditation, for being able to sit comfortably. Lying down is not really recommended, only because, well, there's a couple of reasons. One, it tends towards sleep, but the other is that we want the energy flowing freely in the spine. We want to feel that thing that we always practice, pulling the energy from its normal tendency for downward flow back up through the spine. And I mean the subtle spine, the energetic body, into the mind and brain, into the altar of God, and into the spiritual eye as an offering back to the source, which gives us life. And in this offering, a divine communion takes place. The spiritual eye is like a great broadcasting center within you and within me, and it is here that we deeply and spiritually connect. Our heart connection is magnificent. It's just a little bit different than that. So we consider all those things for our physical orientation and meditation. The breath, one of the greatest vehicles for the life force, for the prana that flows through us. When we settle into that, when we begin to use it to direct that energy upward, we begin to literally practice pranayama, life force control. So, wow, that is no small stuff, is it? Okay, so there's a lot going on. I'll just say for me and my world, it's a busy time. There's a lot going on. And some of us are hunkered down at home and there's not so much going on. And there's 10,000 other possibilities as to the condition of our daily human lives. And as I sat for this meditation today with you, which I look forward to very much, I was reminded of a song in the Anipi. And the Anipi is the actual sweat lodge. And there was a song that was sung so beautiful. Ampe tukile wakaye lohe che waki ayo unche malayo. Ampe tukile wakaye lohe. And I heard that song many times, and it was like medicine to my soul. And so I turned to someone next to me who knew that Lakota language, and I said, "What does that song mean?" And he said, "I pray to you first." And when I heard that, boy, it opened up for me a realization. Everything in my life, I go to God first. Every problem, every solution, every question, and every answer, I pray to you first, Creator, that I might know the truth that is so much greater than what my mind can come up with. And isn't it something? You know, at that time when I was steeped in the Native American sweat lodge ceremony as a way of life, my outer circumstances were not opportune, and I was an emotional mess inside. And it was ideas like that that would help still that storm within me. And it was a sort of a respite, a place where I could go away from the things that my eyeballs saw and that my outer ears heard, the loud, clanking world. And I could go into the peace of that sweat lodge, into that strange suffering heat, and hear that spirit speak to me. I pray to you first. And then that idea would come with me, and I'd go out back into that world, and all those problems would still be there. And of course, I would try to hit them head on and force and control. And then I would remember, wait a minute, remember what they taught you. And I mean the spirits. The spirits taught me, pray first. And prayer is sacred communion. It is not some airy-fairy idea, some platitude that we offer as a quick little entry into whatever we're doing. It is literally a communion with the very creative essence of the universe, the very life force that flows through you, imbued with wisdom and beauty. And we go here first. We don't ask, we don't plead, we don't beg or borrow. We simply plug in, connect, align, and allow. And oh, it sounds so dang easy said like that, but it is a process of refinement, a process of purification. And what are we purifying? Our very consciousness. And what are we purifying in that consciousness? It is the very stuff, the gunk, the sludge, that blocks us from allowing this wisdom to flow through us in every moment. And it is here where we laugh and say, overnight success takes 10 years. Seems like anything we really practice diligently takes about 10 years to master. And that doesn't matter if you're 5 years old starting it or 75 years old starting it. And 10 years seems like so long, yet it happens in this moment. In the commitment of this moment, what are you committed to? And this is a question that I ask myself before I ask you. Where is my devotion in this situation, in this room, in this body, and in this life? So my job, as I see it, is to work with this intention, to take my willfulness, which I will exert always, aren't we always exerting that will, to take it and aim it purposefully at God until we pierce the very veils that would impede our vision and enter into that divine wisdom as the truth of who we are, that every footstep is the grace of this love being put on planet Earth by our very being. What a thing that is. If I could walk in that kind of beauty every day, with each footstep have that intention, what would my life be like? And of course I ask that because I'm not there yet. And maybe you aren't either. That's between you and God. But there's a reason that we are here together now in this meditation time. There's something that we have come here to discover. You, me, but mostly we. We come together to behold the power of light, the power of love. So the focus not just of today's meditation, but of every time that I sit down upon my meditation pillow is the reminder, I pray to you first. I come to you first, O great creative being. Won't you reveal yourself to me? And as I am exposed more to our unity teachings, our yoga teachings, our sweat lodge teachings, and then go down the list of every spiritual and religious tradition, and doesn't it come back to that one idea? That God always has and always will meet every one of our human needs. Those words you see written by Mary Baker Eddy on the walls of our Everett Unity, God always has and always will meet every human need. What it doesn't say is that we have to allow that. We are the gatekeepers of our own consciousness. And not even God will pass where we say no. And so here another interesting thing happens when we enter into that sacred contract with the divine, the commitment that we make, the very covenant that says, in everything that I do, I will pray to you first. And when I forget, I will simply turn back again and come to you and pray to you first. That when we enter into this, we begin to experience sovereignty. We begin to experience what it means to have real power in our own lives, not against anyone or anything, but as a result of this relationship. And even this word relationship implies two, in relation to something. And what happens as we cultivate this inner communion is the two melt into one, and we become awareness itself. No more trying, no more doing, simply being. So let's enter this space together. If your body is prepared, you will feel very grounded, yet at the same time, as if the antenna of your spine reached into the depths of the cosmos. Feel at once all of your organs, operating in perfect harmony. Feel your perfect blood flowing and the breath that infuses that blood into the cells of your body, carrying life throughout your physical being. And then really be with your breath. And then all of the hundreds of thousands of intersections within this body of yours, a crystalline structure, a harmonized essence, and invite that divine life to come in and harmonize you in every way. And then we offer an affirmation. I am harmonized in the perfect light of God. I am one with the One. I am whole. I am complete. I am love. And now the breath settles way down. We are aware of the energetic truth of our being, and we are plugged into our source. We are now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, of love, of wisdom. We acknowledge your presence and your power, O Blessed Spirit. In divine wisdom now, our mortal limitations are erased. And in your pure substance of love, our perfect world is brought into manifestation by divine law and by divine love. And so we enter the silence together. And then enter back into your body through the spiritual eye. Feel that energy infuse your brain and your mind like a golden elixir. Feel it come down into your throat, cascading over your shoulders, through your lungs and heart, filling into your internal organs, all the way down, and then all the way back up through the spine to the spiritual eye. And recognize yourself as a flowing, beautiful harmony of this perfect love, this essence of life. And we can affirm, God's life flows deep within me, ever satisfying my soul. God's love flows deep within me, ever satisfying my soul. Take a moment to recognize within yourself this wholeness, this harmony. This is the love that would heal all wounds, the love that transcends all limitations, and the love that is the pure awareness of that holy presence within us, as us, and through us. And so we end our session today with gratitude. Thank you, God, for showing up here today in me. And I say that for all of us. Thank you, God, for showing up today in me. I can feel your beautiful presence, and I pray to you first. And I want to always encourage you to take as much time as you can in this blissful silence, the secret place of the Most High, to nurture this communion ever greater, ever more, that we might live our best life for ourselves, with each other, and for the betterment of all life. And so we end with a metta prayer. May all beings everywhere be peaceful and happy, and may our thoughts, words, and actions contribute to the freedom of all. And so it is. Om, peace, amen.